program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffe.
And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
Good evening. Actually, Michael is not in tonight, and my other host also, they've been disposed, actually, so I'll be doing the show myself, actually, but it's a live call-in show, and you're welcome to call in. And first of all, let me give the numbers where you can call. It is, and this is Hassan Jaffe, your astrologer, by the way. I'm so used to Michael always taking his call. And let me just first give you the numbers for both Canada as well as the U.S. And just take me one sec. From the U.S., anywhere, it's toll free, 1-877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. And all we need is your birth date, your time of birth, and your place of birth. And I'll see what we can do in your chart with the little time that we have. And we'll be discussing quite a few different topics, and we are archiving this whole thing, actually. We'll talk about some aspect of politics, some aspect of palmistry, like what are these lines for? Like what the lines on your hand mean? Does it matter whether you read the right hand or the left hand, or what kind of challenges can you expect? You know, if a line is, first of all, you know, if it has lots of breaks or islands, or what is a good line, what is not, and all those things we'll be discussing actually today. And because astrology and palmistry, they go hand in hand. And in fact, palmistry is a very, very accurate science, except you cannot get very close in terms of timing of events. And, you know, because years, it's very hard to see, whereas in astrology, and we can see within like half an hour, if there's a moon Saturn aspect in your chart, it makes you feel very depressed or very down or very, very tired. You can pinpoint it exactly when it happened to the minute. So about half an hour before and half an hour after, you feel very depressed or you feel very tired. When people are born with it, they are anemic. And all their life they're like that. They almost have this pathological depression. But everybody goes through that at least like four times a month. So in astrology, the timing is much better. But in palmistry, as soon as you look at the hand, you can not only see the potential, but you can also see whether the person will actually do anything with it or not. So that part becomes extremely important. Anyways, and we will also be discussing some aspect of the politics, what's happening around the world, what you can expect. And we have this, my world prediction till 2017. You can order that, actually, it's 11 by 17. And it's on like a $12 thing with the shipping and such. It's on like $15. So you can always order from astrotrends.net. Actually, it does not even list there. I don't think it does. So you can just send us an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. Or if you give us a call at 416-497-9000, we can always get back to you. And all our services are listed on astrotrends.net. The ones that I recommend, actually, my own CD interpretations, of course, they are very comprehensive, and there are quite a few different ones there. But my 12-month forecast, that's the one I recommend also to people, because that gives a very accurate date. Of course, my own interpretation is much better because it's impossible for the computer to look at all the variables at the same time. That simultaneous aspect is only possible by human beings. And even though all the edits are mine, every word is written by me, but still, you know, when we do the CD, it's much different. What I normally do is, see, when we actually do the CD, a lot of people ask us actually, like, how do we do a CD and what's included. Normally there are two tracks to the CD. On the first track, I look at it, it's almost like a baby's chart. We look at all your potential, the highest potential of the person, what your mission is in life. And I happen to be quite talented. I'm an engineer by profession, but I'm also an athlete and a musician. I'm an artist, and I do a lot of different things. And I use all my talents. In fact, without music, if you don't have a talent for music, I don't believe you can be a very good astrologer. To understand that divine truth, you need that aspect. You need sports for the athletic aspect, and you need to be talented in it. Because the top athletes, you'll always find there's a certain confidence they have. They go beyond the norm. The body is aching, but they're still able to push it beyond the norm limit. And to be able to see And most successful people are like that. CEOs of companies, for example, even if they're not athletes, they have that same aspect in their chart where they take on much more than they can handle. Good evening. You're on the line. Hello.
Hi, Hassan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice speaking to you.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Bridge.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Okay, my name is Bridge.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
And my birthday is December 30th. Oh, sorry, December 28th.
December 28th, yes. And which year?
1963.
How did you hear about us?
I'm sorry?
Is this the first time you're calling?
Actually, I phoned you when you first started the program.
Oh, I see. And where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Saskatchewan.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, welcome to the show. Well, your chart, you have Sun, Mars, and Mercury all in the sign of Capricorn. It's quite a hard-working sign, actually. You prove your leadership by working hard. And you have this sort of an engineering side also. You've got a strong mind as well. You have Mars very close to Mercury, which gives a forceful mind. In terms of love matters and relationships, you are different from normal people. You're definitely not like a normal Indian person. You're much more independent. You actually have quite a wealthy chart. You have a Venus-Jupiter aspect in your chart, actually. But you're drawn to unconventional, erratic, brilliant type of women, actually. In terms of your career, etc. By the way, do you know what time you were born?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't know what time it was.
I see. Well, this year, regardless of what time you were born, is one of the luckiest years as far as travel is concerned, as far as taking big opportunities are concerned. Also, any contractual matter, especially after the end of July. And it'll go on right till about November. So this will be a very good time for you to expand. And any aspect of government, large corporations, the government aspect, and especially if it fits with the environmental issues or geological revolution that I predicted from this year.
I'm involved in that sort of work, and I've got... I'm sort of like you a little bit in trying to improve myself as much as I can. So I've done flying, and I've got license, and I do arts, and I've got the highest degree you can get.
Excellent. In what?
I've got the highest degree that you can get.
In what?
In environmental sciences.
Oh, I see. Excellent. Well, the whole world is catching up to your way of thinking, finally.
But I've never been able to get a kind of a permanent, stable job.
Well, you're not supposed to be working for other people, that's why. You have a mind of your own, you're supposed to be working for your own. You should be a consultant, or you should be starting your own company in this aspect. But you did have a lot of struggles before, I can understand that. But this year is exactly opposite. For example, one of the most difficult aspects in your chart was 2004 and 5. Oh, actually 2003 and 4. Do you remember that at all? You're saying a lot of struggle, a lot of
yeah,
days, a lot of battles
at
that time. Do you remember that, yeah? Do you remember that at all? A lot of hassles around that time?
Yes.
Yeah. And this year it's exactly opposite, where you have the ability to take on some big projects or any of these issues, and the whole world is catching up there. They're very receptive to it now. So this is the time you should be doing that. But do you even have your own website?
No, I don't, but I was thinking about it.
You have to do it as soon as possible, because by December, you have the ability to accomplish a lot. But you need to be in control. And having your own website is the cheapest way. It's not just a money aspect. It's when people, for example, what issues do you have in your mind, for example, your own thinking. Forget about what you read from this book or that book. And you're not a bookish person anyways. You're not a theoretical person. You would have, for example, in your case, you are a very practical down-to-earth person as well, and you have long-range planning, and you're very efficient in the way you can delegate work to other people and how you can cut short the losses. So when you start the website, for example, you can direct people there, even and just as it starts, because it takes a bit of time. And so that's the only homework which you have not done, and I think you should do that as soon as possible. It gives you some more credibility, even the name of it. You're not one to waste words, just few words, but point form, and to make people aware. And people at the top level will notice this, because you will have opportunities, especially from foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign governments. And and the heads of companies, etc., will be drawn to you this year. It's a very, very strong luck element in your chart, because Jupiter is touching off your Mars, your Mercury, your Sun, everything. So you couldn't ask for better aspects. So this is the time to take those chances. And do not expect, like in the past, for example, all the struggles that you've had or the delays, and you don't mind working hard, but don't accept that aspect. Just go forward with much more expecting the success aspect, being much more optimistic.
Okay.
Any other questions you'd like to ask? But do you feel that end of this December, but you're at the same time, see what's happening, you have Moon in sign of Gemini, which is getting touched up by Saturn. That gives a bit of depression, almost a bit of manic depressive phase, because you have Saturn touching off your Uranus as well as Moon. So when you feel, and it's a lack of iron. When people become like vegetarian, for example, they start there's a certain depression, and you need more physical rest, more sleep. It affects the eyesight, for example. But physically, you have a fantastic aspect, especially if you take trips, for example, or if you join a gym, for example, just to motivate yourself. But don't worry about this other side where you feel a bit depleted. Now, if you're working with Earth, that actually helps a lot. So the Saturn Moon aspect, when you feel down, then everybody starts feeling down, then you wonder why the other people are still feeling down. So it's sort of an erratic aspect. But that is, unfortunately, that's also going at the same time. It makes it emotionally tough, but you need to almost like watch more comedies also, because people become more serious on this transit as well. But the luck aspect still is there. Now, the first 6 months of next year are fantastic financially, for love matters, for relationships. And the finances aspect also indicates probably the two projects will come through. So and that's the first 6 months of next year. But before that is all this, the contracts and the travel, all these things. And by the way, the last 4 or 5 weeks probably were definitely very stressful for your whole age group, and that's just coming to an end right now. There's Mars touching off Neptune. In fact, every time your generation is in a difficult aspect, Iran goes through the same stressful period. There was a very difficult aspect for Iran, which is slowly moving away, and there's another one coming up in October. That's the last dangerous aspect. That's a very violent aspect all around the world. But Mars goes into Scorpio and touches off Neptune for your whole age group and Ahmadi Nejad of Iran also. So that part's a very obsessive theme. Nothing negative really pans out, but it is a sort of violent aspect, and when people have to be careful, the immune system, etc. Just a very short period. But do write to me if you can, if you go to my website, astrotrends.net, you can always call me at 416-497-9000, and we can just give you either a telephone consultation or something. We can put a whole CD for you. Then you can see what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. Wonderful chart, actually. You know, people who are, who just keep working very hard, and even though he's not just a worker, he's actually a long-range type of person, actually. And you see, there are certain opportunities that come up. When Jupiter touches off your Mercury, for example, that's an aspect to do with communication. And it's a luck element. You want to publish a book, for example, in this case, in a gentleman who just called, for example, when you have a blog, for example, or when you have an internet site, and people all around the world start visiting you, or you make a little video and put it on YouTube, for example, just to have the right name for the website, even that aspect. Like when I had this aspect, I wanted to write a book on palmistry before, way before, and I've written books also before, but I want a new name. And I love the name Revelation. But I didn't want to say Revelation to me, because that's like a Messiah complex, and I certainly have none of that, because we cannot even create a dust particle. And suddenly it came to me that hand is also the Jupiter theme, so Revelations of the Hands, which are my books on palmistry. And there are quite a few of them actually coming out now, and the French versions of Revelation par les mains. So this theme, and you get these, I shouldn't say revelations, because revelations happen really to prophets and all that, you know. That's why I don't believe in the channeling. People do this real aspect, you know, that's just very egocentric aspect to me. But when you have this type of theme, when Jupiter touches off your Mercury, that's time to write, to publish, to have everything, all your homework done. And then to contact. Good evening, welcome to our show.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you? And who am I speaking to?
This is Lyle, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, Lyle. What's your birth date?
It's July
21st, 1962. Do you know the time of birth, by the way?
8:43 p.m.
Wow, you know the exact time.
Well, I just looked it up the other day.
Oh, excellent. And where were you born?
In Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, I see. Indianapolis. You know, I'm doing a very special website, actually. It's called astrotrends.net/celeb, and which is for celebrities. If you can just go in there. And there's another one I'm doing for events. Like, people can go on the website, and it'll if there are some warnings, for example, in the sky or that, and it'll warn them. Because in Indianapolis, on December 16th of last year, there's a real tragedy. There was these three girls and their mother. They were all drowned in this pond, and Moon was in Pisces. And on the event thing, in that event, like, you'll be able to put the date, and it'll tell you exactly what kind of weather to expect and all kinds of different things, like what you'd be careful of. When Titanic sank, Moon was in Pisces, and people were playing violin and all that, and we had written about that ponds and lakes and ocean. Every time you hear about the ocean disaster, that's Moon in Pisces. When you were born, Moon was just going into Aries, actually. This is that side sort of lifts your chart. You have your rising sign is Aquarius and Pisces. As you know, your sun sign is Cancer, but your rising sign is Aquarius and Pisces. You appear to be rather cool, aloof, and detached, but you're very, very sensitive to ocean, to water, to sadness, etc. All of that, underneath all of that, a lot of empathy and compassion for people. But what's happening in your chart, as the planets are moving up, you're becoming more and more involved with the public. And you are, as much as you are very good when it comes to business matters or handling your own finances, you certainly have a mind of your own. And very much like Princess Diana, actually, she had that too, that she could stand up to all the royalty and all. So you do have that Mercury, the son of Cancer, like and Landers, dear Abby, she was born with that too. However, when it comes to love matters, you're almost a bit of a doormat. You put up with a lot. And that is the area that you have the major test going on right now. It's almost to an end. But last September till about this end of July, almost beginning of August, you're going through a major testing period, where not only marriage or relationships, but in friendships, you will start cutting down on all the people who are like hangers-on. Because you're always very giving. You're like Florence Nightingale. You always keep on helping people, very unselfish in your attitude towards love matters and relationships. But under this transit, you will become, you're not as in touch with your feelings, but you'll feel that nobody cares for you, nobody loves you. The good thing is that you'll find out who your true friends are also. Have you been feeling like that at all?
Yes.
So I guess there's a marriage test is going on. You have the relationships, I mean?
Well, I'm married, yes.
Yeah, but you're going through a bit of a testing period in that area, I guess, yeah?
Yes, we're going through a testing period.
Yeah. Well, it finishes in about a month or so, you know, so this is not a time to do any breakups or anything like that. Anybody who tries to, in fact, the last 4 or 5 weeks probably were the critical aspect because Mars was touching off Neptune. You feel like crying the blues, you feel like, but it's all finishing. And the fact that you have lost, what's your, just out of curiosity, what is your wife's birth date?
8/3/1964.
So it's August 8/3/1964.
Yes, 8/3/1964.
So 3rd of August, is it?
That's correct.
See, she has Venus in Gemini. See, she'll be going through this aspect a little later on. So she'll need your help. She's a very logical person. She's a bit cutting, actually. She's a bit neurotic, I would say. Like, she's got a very active nervous system. She's very efficient in the work that she does, but she can be a bit nagging, very critical, quite set in her viewpoints. And she reminds me of Marcia Clark of O.J. Simpson, the prosecutor, actually. So she's quite strong, very, very truthful. She definitely does not exaggerate to anything. But in terms of, and being a Leo, of course, having that Mercury in Virgo, the good thing is that she's a Leo, which is actually a very positive sign. And but she has Jupiter in the sign of Taurus, a very positive aspect for real estate, land, and property. By the way, one of the things I would recommend for both of you would be when you take an older property and renovate it, because it implies that you are destroying something to recreate, to build higher, and she needs that. She can be quite cutting, actually, with people. She's quite, she can be rather bitter, you know. You find that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But she's a very efficient. I mean, I really like her chart, because I have a healthy ego, for example, and I respect her for her opinion. So, but don't look for any, all the comfort zone, flattery, or anything for her at all. It's exactly opposite. She is fantastic in finding any defect. She needs to be in a profession where she's either in quality control or editing, where she's paid to find defects. Otherwise, the nagging side will come up, even though she's a Leo. But she's, to her, you see, the communication is very important for her. So it must be your voice or your understanding nature that she likes.
Okay.
I think we have another caller, actually. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Are you there?
I'm
not sure what's happening. Somebody on the line here?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, I think we just had a little listening with the telephone thing. But the caller who just called, the testing period will be finished in about a month's time or something. And she's going through a bit of a rough period also, so just try to be understanding. But, I mean, there are certain ties. She tends to dampen your emotions to some extent with her Saturn touching off Venus. But there are some good ties in the chart still. And next year, she'll have to be very careful of, first of all, her stomach area, she has acidity. She needs like yogurt, for example, something which is alkaline. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Is this Hassan Hafiz?
Yes, it is, yeah. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm not sure how this works.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Heidi.
Heidi. Hi, Heidi. Where are you calling from, Heidi?
Santa Cruz, California.
I see, okay. And what's your birthday?
January 14th,
yeah.
1961.
January 13th, you said?
January 14th.
1-3.
1-14-61.
I see. 1961. January 14th, 1961, is it?
Right.
I see, okay. Well, you have quite a brilliant mind, actually. Even though you're a Capricorn, you think like an Aquarius, which is quite a futuristic sign, as you know. And with the internet, with the computers, with the spaceship technology, and very clear verbally, actually. In terms of love matters, you're also going through a major testing period, and you're an extremely romantic person. You have a grand trine in water signs, deep empathy and compassion, feelings, sensitivity for the poor, for the needy, for children, for old people, for senior citizens. You're like a natural psychologist in that aspect. Because you're very objective, but at the same time, you feel deeply for them. But you also, your chart also shows when you, it's like impossible type of relationships. And from time to time, these relationships are tested, which is from last September till about end of July of this year, till beginning of August almost. You've been going through that, right?
Relationships are impossible.
Have you been feeling that, the major testing period, that you feel quite alone and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, and are you involved with somebody right now?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
I see, okay. Well, because if you were, it would be, it's a bit of a celibacy period. But you also had very good luck aspect in meeting the right people. One of the things that I would suggest to you is salsa dancing. So your chart reminds me of belly dancing and Arabian Nights and all of that, all that romantic aspect. Whether you have done it or not, it's just in your fantasy, but it's there in your chart. Because your chart reminds me of the geisha, almost like the art of love. Very extremely romantic chart. What do you do as a profession, by the way?
Right now I'm a student at UC.
But what do you intend to do after?
Well, I have two children, so I've been thinking about being a teacher.
Yeah. Well, you'd be excellent. And you're very creative also, especially the audiovisual also. And you've got this song and dance side too, you know, that's the musical side, this Grand Trine Water. You see, there's a lot of empathy. You need to save people. And otherwise this aspect comes. You've been going through a major change in all your attitude towards health and everything. One of the things you will have to be careful is next year, when that Saturn touches off that Mars, you also have to be careful of the near the stomach area, the acidity. So make sure you take some yogurt, which is alkaline, and the knee capillary problems. About next July, August, it goes for about 1 year. So a lot of hassles. So you're not married at the moment. I guess you're separated now, yeah?
Divorced.
Oh, divorced. When were you divorced?
We've been apart for 4 years.
I see.
So the divorce has been about 3 years.
Do your children see the father, though?
Pardon me?
Do the children see the father?
Yes.
That's good, yeah. But make sure you do that, because you can also be manipulative. There's one side of you. See, you're exceptionally bright. You have deep empathy for people. But at the same time, your intellect is very, almost alien. It's very, it's like a scientist. So in terms of your thinking, you can be very, not cold, because you're quite a warm person. But you can be a little too clear. So always remember that, you know, that the father, even if you go back in the relationship, I mean, you have wonderful children. And you immortalize each of the genes for generations for that, yeah. But the love matter is, like, this year you were supposed to either, you know, when the old friends come back into your life or when you meet the right person, you do have the right, but I would suggest salsa dancing in your chart, you know. You need a bit more action.
I need more what?
A bit more action, you know, in this chart.
Right.
But at the same time, the creative type action. Do you do any dancing or anything at all?
I was a dance instructor for years.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes naturally to you.
It does.
That's your Venus and Pisces. How could you... Oops, we have another call, I think. Hello?
Oh, it's still me.
Oh, I see, okay. I think we have another caller coming.
Okay.
And, yeah. So I'll let you go and we'll... But please do contact us. Hello?
I'm here. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful chart, actually. It's nice to see such charts. That Venus in Pisces, trine to Neptune, trine to Mars, a certain forceful aspect, the magnetic aspect. There's so many things I want to say. Of course, I want to say it on the air. And especially with that Venus-Pluto aspect, it has a bit of a faded quality when it comes to love matters and relationships, but extremely romantic chart. Reminds me of Casanova, actually. Not the being involved with other people and all that. It's an idealistic nature. Very, very idealistic chart, actually. Been having some strange aspects with the calls today, it seems. But I like Don very much, actually. He tries hard, and they've had so many things also. And in about 6 months' time, probably the whole technology is changing, the whole internet. So it'll be like almost like a live radio. I love the radio, by the way, much more than television, because it's a much more intimate media. And when I see the chart, I can immediately see so many things without being seen myself. Because that's a bit distracting when people are watching you. For example, you're trying to deal with people's charts also. And I do it not to impress people, but to guide them. And that should be our main aspect now. Like these other people say, you know, when they have a reading, they want to blow somebody away. All you need to do is just guide people to the best of your abilities. There are certain rules, and you follow those rules. Like this lady has tremendous amount of empathy and compassion. If she doesn't use it in positive ways, you know, it'll come out and pick up lost causes in a personal life. For example, 2001 and 2, Saturn touched off her Venus. And just like this year, that the same aspect has come back again. Every time when that happens, you go through a major testing period in relationships. And so she needs to be involved with that. And somebody who is an instructor, this is what I cannot understand. Many times people get so carried away by their responsibilities, etc., that they completely forget these things which they might feel. For example, if somebody has been playing piano for years and suddenly they don't play at all. But these little things are so important. And that's why in my case, I just cork Oasis, and it's just a beautiful instrument that I keep it all the time on. And whether I'm
but I'm, you know, I don't even want to take the time to even just put it on. It is such a beautiful sound. But when you hear that, I just want to say, to protect, you know, what this lady's chart was like. Because here I'm using electronic thing, but at the same time, the violins and the cello is coming also along this classical guitar, that effect. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Jeffers. This is Lyle from Indianapolis.
Oh, hi, Lyle. What can I do for you? I thought we already did your chart.
Well, I was wondering if you could answer a question for me.
Sure.
from my chart.
Okay.
And that is, right now, I work at a company, but I'm just a contractor. And
yeah.
There's a position that is coming up that I'm going to apply for, and I was wondering if it's a good time to do that.
You're the one who is going through that testing period in relationships, right?
I'm sorry?
Were you the one who was going through the testing period that I said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember you have Mercury in Cancer, that's right. You have fantastic aspects this year, both for luck element and for higher promotions, because Jupiter is touching off your Mercury throughout this year, but especially from about end of July right till about December. But also you have Saturn touching off Mercury in a positive way. So you have long-range planning, the administrative skills, the management skills, all the aspects. So you have both the luck element as well as the commitment. So it's a fantastic aspect for that, and goes on right till next year. In fact, that's the area that I would focus on. And by the way, you also have a good sense of rhythm, but I'm not sure if your wife, because she's got this nagging side, unfortunately. You know, you've got to be a bit thick-skinned with her. And she's more of a worker. She's not. She has supervisibility, ability, but you have much more of the administrative skills. That's why you like to get things your way. But you're a very lucky aspect, and I definitely would go for it.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Take care, then.
Bye.
Really nice chart, actually. I mean, no, here's Lila. It's very unselfish when it comes to love matters and relationships. But he likes these aggressive type of women. So he has Venus and Virgo, and he got involved with somebody who had three planets in Virgo. And that it. But he still holds his own. He keeps coming back to his viewpoint until he gets things his way, except when it comes to love matters. And here's another person, by the way, who needs music. But he's rather shy, and I've started a website, by the way. You're welcome to join it free right now. It's myastrolove.net. And what will happen is I just finished all the interpretation on this. Only one of its kind, actually, where you can put in your birth date and the whole birth data. Don't worry about the ascendant right now because we're still working on it. But it will show you the chart after and all the planets. And as you mouse over the planets, and also all the aspects and angles, it'll give you the interpretation for the whole thing. And later on, I'm going to add in about a month's time, maximum a month's time, or 3-4 weeks' time, that you'll be able to actually compare your own chart with any other celebrity or other members, for example, and it'll show you not only your own chart, but also the comparison between the two of you. And you'll be able to go over it and see the interpretation right away. So it's a very unique thing. I definitely would suggest. So that's one thing you should join. So myastrolove.net. The other one you could also try is opuslove.net and .com. So opuslove.com. This is more for functionality, etc. It'd be wonderful just to have all of you. It's like a big family, you know, kind of like an extended family. So I haven't really advertised or anything too much. It's just my last newsletter. I mentioned some of that. By the way, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, and so you can just go to astrotrends.net, and I'm just trying to remember, you know, because my secretary does all these things. Actually, if you go to newsletter, and newsletters, you know, there's a place there where you can actually subscribe to the newsletter right there. If you have any difficulty, never hesitate to write to me at stargaze, StarGaze at astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, and I always try to answer my emails, and because a big community we're building. I mean, we have like 15,000 clients around the world, with six kings and queens actually, but I still love to you know, communicate directly with my clients also. And any questions about astrology, about palmistry. And so I'm making a lot of things, a lot of websites actually, that we'll be able to, you'll be able to just go there free and just get all kinds of information on there. We will be starting an actual astromagic making website as well later on. I mean, the same, the myastrolove.net will build it, but people who join it earlier, they'll have lots and lots of benefits. And till I develop the whole thing, it's going to be completely free. And till we develop, which might take 3 months or 6 months, because there are a lot of plans I have for it. And now, as far as Obama's charge is concerned, by the way, as we had said before, that that Hillary does not have a chance because her plans were right at the bottom. It was amazing how many, you know, how many votes she got in the first place. Because, but I think it was actually because of her husband, because Bill Clinton, because he was very popular. The president, if it was just on her own, she definitely would not have been able to. But Obama and Bill Clinton, they both are Leos. They both have Mercury in the sign of Leo. Except Obama has much better values when it comes to family and home. He's got a perfect chart, actually. It's like an ideal man's chart. He's got Venus in the sign of Cancer, so he loves the family, the barbecues, the home, the children. And not just for himself, but for everybody. And at the same time, he has Mercury in the sign of Leo, so which gives quite a charismatic aspect and oratory skills. And the combination itself, it's a very nice combination. Now, he does have a wide Mercury-Neptune square. First of all, the Neptune-Sun square makes a person quite inspirational, and when they feel there's a certain mission in life and they want to save all the poor and the world, sort of. And the Mercury-Neptune square is a classic politician aspect, where from time to time they cannot separate truth from fantasy, or they, like for example, they might say flip-flop, but the political aspect, I think he did the right thing by accepting this, you know, not accepting the public funding. And but just by those $5 and $20, etc., he was able to raise so much, almost like $250 million. So why should he go for this sort of public funding? He's saving the public anyways, so he's not taking from public coffers. And we are going to be, I mean, in the long run, I have a feeling that he will tend to justify some uncredible acts also from time to time, especially to do with all this lobby and the wars, etc. Unfortunately, I think there are certain policies they may continue because the military aspect is too much. They would not. It's not up to just one person to do that. He has a Mercury-Pluto square. Now, this is when you violate the divine truth at a subconscious level. I'm born with a positive aspect of it. So he's going through, he's born with this negative aspect. Now, the Moon-Pluto aspect is a typical aspect of the ability to destroy the family, the home, and on that part. So that part is a difficult theme. So I do feel there'll be a lot of bombings and a lot of family aspects. Like even in Afghanistan, you have no business being there at all. It had nothing to do with the summer at all. If there were all these hijackers that they're saying, first of all, maybe you know, they've known about it and they helped this aspect, and Cheney being there and Norad standing down, for example, and the general's not having the authority to do anything because Cheney had personally taken over. I mean, this is amazing that too many things going on there, but and they need to, and he wants to focus on Afghanistan. So that whole aspect, even the Taliban and all of them, they talk about, for example, these people, is their country, and regardless of how they were, for example, you have no business being there in the first place. We killed more than 1 million people in Iraq, unfortunately. But so even though he is quite humanitarian on that, but there is that there's a certain tough side where you can make mistakes and they can be very costly, and you cannot undo the damage. That's a Moon-Pluto aspect. Unfortunately, either Mercury-Pluto, which is the conscious awareness of truth, and the negative aspect of it, which most dictators are born with, or the Moon-Pluto aspect at the subconscious level when you destroy, both, I mean, at least one of these aspects, almost every U.S. president is born with that. Even Bill Clinton sent Tomahawk missiles in Iraq also, and Reagan centers, to Libya, for example. Like, they had all these, that either Mercury-Pluto, or like, for example, in the United States' own chart, there's Mercury-Pluto opposition, like Boris Yeltsin and Reagan, and the chart of America is like that, and they try to impose your values on other people. Ironically, Jean Chrétien of Canada was born exactly opposite. He also had a Mercury-Pluto opposition, but exactly opposite to the United States. So he was one of the very few people who actually opposed the war, also. That's part of that Mercury-Pluto theme. Mao Zedong was born with that, and so we are we're hoping a lot about the end of the wars and all these things, and it also goes with my prediction when I said for November 2008, as Pluto goes back into Capricorn. It's in Capricorn. It just is going back into Sagittarius right now, which is, that's why there's a certain religious aspect. It's been going on for a number of years, and evangelists and all that, and so our Christian Zionists and all that, all these aspects will play a part, but only to about November. And off that, and Pluto has already moved into Capricorn, but gone back into Sagittarius. So from January till about June, we saw a bit of that ecological changes and the focus on environmental issues and global warming, and which I predicted almost like 10, 12 years ago, that this will start, or what I call the geological revolution. Also, it's the end of the, you know, when they would talk about the one world government, it's exactly opposite. It's a decentralization. It's actually when the whole government itself, right from its foundation, the whole asset goes completely topsy-turvy, and that's exactly, because what Bush has done, unfortunately, somebody will have to undo some of that damage, actually. And and Obama's chart fits perfectly, at least even in his words, whether the system allows him to do everything or not. But McCain is exactly opposite with that old philosophy that he's going, for example, it's exactly opposite to what I predicted. So I definitely do not see McCain coming in, except for the fact that, unfortunately, Diabolical Machine, who owns them, for example, and all the voter fraud that happens, for example, or these, when you cannot even check whose ballot was it, for example, that aspect, unfortunately, you know, because the military and all these things being involved, there's too many billions and billions and or trillions of dollars being involved. And Obama's life is still in danger. It's definitely is not out of it. Saturn will be touching off his Mars, actually, from the end of this year. And that's a very, very dangerous aspect. In fact, a threat to assassination is always there. Nobody can predict except God, for example, these aspects. But the danger definitely will be very strong from about October onwards. In fact, the month of October itself is a bit of a nightmare theme for Obama and that whole age group, actually. And it's about approximately, it becomes exact on the 16th of October, so a few days before and a few days after, and also for Iran at the same time. So they might try to do something, for example, to bring McCain in, and only through upheavals, and do they have any chances aspect. But because Obama's chart shows this assassination threat right till next year, till end of next year, that's why, that may be another indication why that he's becoming the president. Because then otherwise the threat wouldn't be there. Because you see, you have to go through these indirect moves. June is a very dynamic month for him. June till about mid-July. And also late October, November, and December. He's got a real windfall theme. It's got Jupiter trining his Mars. And the first caller, you know, when Colin and I said that they should go ahead with all their plans this year, that's exactly what Obama has. So from now right till about December, he'll take on huge projects, big projects, and the energy to sustain all of that also. The depression is finishing just about mid-June, and it was from a woman, and that was Hillary Clinton, probably, which is that moon thing, which I said, actually, that there'll be, and so she's coming to his camp now. It was quite, actually, quite interesting to watch that while he's giving the speech and she's clapping right there. It must be a bit difficult for her, all her Scorpio and Leo planets, actually, and but he definitely is a better candidate, actually, in this aspect. Otherwise, you would have just... And somebody, you know, regardless of whether you feel somebody is like an enemy or not, you should not... A president is not presidential. To say, for example, like, bomb, 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 Iran, like, making fun of that, like McCain, or to please other people and all that when Hillary said, for example, that we'll obliterate Iran. I mean, this is nonsense, and it should never, ever... And it does not work. It brings out the worst in them, in the people. And maybe that's what they want, to increase the military aspect, but it's certainly not diplomacy. Where Obama is definitely not like that. He's a total statesman. He's the best of JFK and Martin Luther King put together. And even Satasis of Bill Clinton, of course, because of his oratory skills as well. Bill Clinton will definitely help him a lot also. And even though he is bitter and all that, and... It was interesting to see him, you know, fight for his wife so much, but Obama definitely has a much better... In fact, it's like a landslide, actually, except, as I said, when they do the voting fraud and all that part. You know, it's, I'm still debating that aspect, that when you look at that theme. By the way, Michelle Obama's chart is a fantastic chart. She's got... Her chart reminds me of the gentleman who called first, actually.
She has Mercury in Capricorn, and a few words. It's quite an assertive aspect. She has a very good business sense. He needs the control, and he is like a benevolent dictator, but very charismatic in the way he speaks. He inspires people. He makes them want to do something and to hold hands, and the whole community aspect of that grassroots aspect is fantastic in that. Hers is much more not very emotional, but hardworking at the same time, very responsible. I mean, after she went to Princeton and Harvard University and all that, and she did accomplish a lot, actually, and she will accomplish. But her chart also shows Pluto touching off her Mercury for the next 4 or 5 years. It's a very powerful theme of helping the masses. Now, that will counter some of the aspects in his chart. And so hopefully he will listen to her on the positive way, because he's going through Pluto is also touching off. It's only touching off his Venus. So his attitude towards love matters, relationships, all that goes to complete change on this transit. But she's getting some beautiful aspects the next 4 or 5 years. I think she'll become very instrumental in helping the masses, helping the poor, helping the causes, all that. And I just hope that it doesn't become too much against the fathers also, because there's a real... see, the Capricorn aspect is a sign which is opposite to Cancer. Cancer is for the motherhood, for the family, for the children to be together. But the Capricorn aspect, when Roe versus Wade happened, Moon was in Capricorn that day. It's like a complete anti-home and anti-family, everything. I'm not saying for or against pro-life or anything like this aspect at all. I'm just saying stuff is very unemotional. People are very cold. People, when Moon is in Capricorn or planets are in Capricorn, there's no emotion. The sentiments of home is not there. It's a very barren aspect. But she has that side, so I just hope she's not too harsh in this aspect. And Obama will try to bring families together. I don't think he's bitter for the fact that, for example, his parents are divorced, not that aspect, but I think he's evolved through it a lot. And one thing you will notice, every time he raises his hands, it's the left hand, if you watch that, you'll notice that the brain line, which is the line, you see the three main lines on the hand, the one that goes all around the thumb is called the lifeline. Just above that, in the center of the palm, that's your head line or the brain line. And above that is the heart line. Now this brain line on, and by the way, the hand that you write with, that's the only one that you look at. So if you're a left-handed person, you look at the left hand. And if you're a right-handed person, you look at the right hand. And by the way, the more neurotic a person is, the more lines you will have. And especially in men, because women do have a lot of lines, and maybe we are the ones who make them like that, but give them so much tension, but... So the hand that you write with is the one that you read, and it's your nervous tension, your thinking actually, the hand that you're writing with, that's the one, when you're determining all your future, etc., you'll find that is the only hand that keeps changing. So in other words, your thinking is changing these lines. Prayers directly influence your thinking. And I don't know if you understand the gravity of what I'm trying to say, that you can never underestimate the power of prayers. Prayers affect your thinking. Thinking changes your lines. Nothing else. There is nothing in medicine, nothing in science, which says what these lines are for. And so palmistry are the only ones. I think they were probably the greatest prophets to whom these things were revealed, just like astrology. It's a divine science. It's not man-made. I mean, 5,000 years ago, formulating all these rules, even as a joke, you try to come up with 2-3 meanings just like that. It's absolutely impossible. And I'll discuss more of the palmistry also. I'll be coming out with my YouTube videos very soon, actually, on palmistry, on astrology, and different candidates. I do not have any personal biases and all that. I just want to help the masses in this respect. And it's very important for you to understand that I never, ever vote, actually. And I do not want to. I know that one vote may not sort of tip the balance or anything, but I do not want to take sides in this respect. As an astrologist, you've got to be completely away from this aspect. Like, for example, Ahmadinejad, Putin, and Olmert, all three have the same Mercury in the sign of Libra. And they'll all talk about peace, about a sense of fairness and justice, and it's really there. If you really consider the policies of Olmert, even though the Palestinians are still suffering a lot and all that, but as compared to Sharon, it's totally opposite in this aspect. Like in his case, he understands their suffering also, and he wants to do something. Of course, as soon as he tried to bring the peace, for example, to make it very difficult. I personally think Bill Clinton would be fantastic as a Middle East envoy, as opposed to Blair. Blair was completely another warmonger, unfortunately. But and Obama's child compares exceptionally well with Bill Clinton, actually. So they will get along really well in the long run. In fact, the next 1 or 2 weeks, probably. The month of September is a bit critical for Bush and Clinton, that whole age group, actually, people who were born in the 50s, actually. And but the next 2 or 3 weeks, as difficult aspects of Obama is finished now, and he's coming some really, really, there's a dramatic rise coming up with that Jupiter thing off Mars. And by the way, as far as the signs are concerned, there are 4 signs which are going through a major 7-year cycle. The sign of Gemini, the sign of Virgo, the sign of Sagittarius, and the sign of Pisces. They're coming to a new 7-year period. So instead of taking like a stumbling block, you should take like a stepping stone. And you should try to think for the next 7 years what you want to do. And if you do not run into any obstacles, there is something wrong. And so this is the time, and people fall into a bit of a rut. So if you're fired from a job, for example, take it as an opportunity to look into a new career itself that maybe you were just doing for security reasons. People usually at the height of their intellect, the best of their physique, and they just keep on doing just a normal 9-to-5 routine job, for example. You need to develop your hobbies, your passions, things which you really enjoy, things which inspire you, things for which you would, you can go hungry or without sleep, for example. And like in astrology, for example, I normally sleep like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. I have a programmer in every time zone of the world. In almost every time, we have about 18 to 22 coders who are doing all our programming. And it's amazing, you know, that, and it doesn't seem like work at all. In fact, 90% of what I do may be non-productive from money point of view, you might say, because all my money, 90% of that goes to, for the software development that some people might be able to use our knowledge 100 years from now in 6 different languages. That's where my entrepreneurial aspect comes in. It's not a business aspect at all. I couldn't care less than money, nor am I motivated by money at all. It's just how can we help the masses. When I was born, my mother passed away, and everybody on my birthday used to get together and cry that he was the one who killed her. But I used to feel very special, even though very sad, that if God had to deny me something so precious as a mother's love, I must be somebody very special. But that ingredient, you've got to be born with. I was very lucky that I was born with that positive attitude, but also because of the Moon Pluto and Mercury Pluto grand trine my chart, which is the conscious and the subconscious lens of truth. It gives you the ability to understand this at the mass level. And that's why I want to have the powerful tools behind me. So 1 year I've spent in developing all these software programs, which will be freely available to everybody. Like if you go to astrotrends.net, and on the left-hand side below Marilyn Monroe, there's an Angelina Jolie's picture. If you click on that, it goes to a celebrity website, and there are like almost like 5,000 celebrities there. You can see who was born the same day as yours, and also... about them, I'll be putting a lot. I mean, there's a lot of work that's gone there. It's almost like 7,000 pictures that we put in, actually, there. And their signatures and also my astro analysis on them is still a work in progress. But a lot of that going on. So just remember, as we're coming to an end of our show, that go to astrotrends.net. That's my main site. The other one you could actually just register free of charge is myastrolove.net, and also opus love.com, because there we can send me an email also on the functionality, what functionalities you like to have, because eventually in myastrolove.net you'd be able to see, by the way, not only for single people but also for married people. I definitely do not want them to break up. I mean, if they are we should really try our best to improve their relationship. So, but I'm saying the married people, how to improve their relationship. That's another focus of ours. We definitely are not like those Ashley thing, which I think that's like a sin, to break up just marriage without even trying. And and my other number is 416-497-9000, and we always call back when you just call us. And my email is stargaze@astrotrends.net. And until next time, this is your astrologer, Hassan Jaffer, wishing you all the best and good luck.